Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I will be needing that this week.
Well, we started
you at... You will not.
We started at 420 on the dot today.
Did we really?
Got him. Yeah.
Okay. Got him. Got him.
Look at that. So.
I will be needing it. I got absolutely housed in NFL in college this weekend. Ole Miss took me out bad on all my shit. Brady took me out on all my shit in the NFL. My only saving grace was Sugar Sean O'Malley. Mm. And
he did not deserve that.
Sure did deserve it. Sure did deserve that. And for you, friends, you picked the Phillies in the World Series. Actually, I'll give it up to the three of you guys. A lot of you guys picked the Phillies going to the World Series this year, which they did. Why did that happen, Bob?
Me and Dan Holloway told Register, both on and off air, that the Phillies were a great dark horse bet.
I made the best bet on their baseball show, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. We told them that they were a great dark horse bet because they have two elite frontline starters. Mm-hmm. Nola led the league in wins above replacement for pitchers, and Wheeler's a stud.
Got shelled in San Diego. And
they also have a really good... The only hole the team has is the bottom part of their lineup isn't great, and their defense is not great either.
But the defense has... It's kind of like the Braves bullpen last year. The defense, aside from that loss to the Braves, has not... done anything wrong so far.
It wasn't much of a factor, which is good.
The reason the Phillies are winning, two reasons. One, they're just hot. They're just fucking hot as fuck now. And two, look, man, the teams that can hit home runs are very good in the playoffs. They have the two most important things you need in the playoffs, two of the three most important things. You either need some elite starters or an elite bullpen, and then a team that hits dongs. And
also, not to steal your thunder, but you sent me this Reddit thread that showed every time a Philadelphia Phillies or Philadelphia baseball team wins a World Series, it comes at the economic collapse.
There's a financial collapse.
Oh, I read about that.
So the 1929 Philadelphia Athletics won.
Great Depression.
And then 2 weeks later, the Great Depression began.
Black Tuesday,
Then the 1980 Phillies won, and then we had a decent recession at the beginning of the Reagan administration and whatever.
2008.
And then the 2008 crash they won, and then now. So.
Yeah, now we're going through it now, unfortunately.
Well, back to the reason why Philly won, they've hit 16 home runs in the playoffs so far, more than anybody else.
Yep.
Only by one, but the other team is the Padres. But they're going to go up against Houston now, and Houston, as a team in the playoffs, has a 188 ERA.
Yeah, they're dominating.
They have not lost a playoff game.
Yeah, but they also haven't played anybody that I thought was anywhere near contention.
We both said the Yankees were paper tigers. Yeah. Obviously, the Mariners, fun season for the Mariners, happy for them to make the playoffs, but they weren't that good. They finished like almost 20 games back of the fucking Astros or something like that. Yeah. Dude, the Astros, this is as good as I've seen a team play in the playoffs, and I'm not trying to blow myself here or blow ourselves here, since the 90s Braves, who did never lost a DS and won five pennants.
Yeah.
Like, that is, these guys are a fucking machine in the
playoffs. I mean, it's a buzzsaw right now. It kind of reminds me of the Red Sox. Once they got down 3-1 every game after that, so they won three in a row against the Yankees.
No, they were down 3-0.
3-0, four in a row against the Yankees. Yeah. Then they won four in a row against the Rockies. Cardinals. I thought it was the Rockies that year.
No, Cardinals. It was 0-4.
Yeah. So the Rockies was the next one?
Rockies was 0-7, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
they were down. So the Red Sox were down 3-1 to the Indians in 0-7 in the ALCS.
But again, here we are in the underdog role going against a team the nation hates.
Yes, we all hate the Astros.
Like that Super Bowl Eagles team going against the Patriots coming off Deflategate.
Well, what you have really going for you is that the Astros' Achilles heel appears to be NL East teams.
Yes.
They lost the 2019 World Series to the Washington Nationals. They lost the 21 series, obviously, to the Atlanta Braves. And now they draw another red-hot, underperforming regular season NL East team in the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, it's just on fucking repeat.
And a man who is on fire.
Bryce Harper.
Well, there's a couple of men in this series that are on fire. The other one is Framber Valdez, but he's only going to get two starts in the series if it goes seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he struck out 16 people just with his curveball in his last start.
Yeah. It's a lot of people.
So these first two matchups in this series, I expect it's going to be Nola and Verlander, and then Wheeler and fucking Framber Valdez.
So is McCullers going game three?
You would think so, right?
So McCullers, did you see what happened to him?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Fucking knucklehead.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
The fucking... He got his arm right where he had Tommy John surgery, like on the Tommy John scar, smoked by a champagne bottle during the celebration.
Who the fuck is throwing the bottles, man?
I don't know.
Like, you can put goggles on for the spray, but what do you do if like 30 pounds of glass is headed at your face?
Not real sure.
Maybe calm down.
Hypothetically, or I guess if we get to game six or game seven, I will be in Philadelphia.
Ah, so you think you'll be there for it?
I won't be at the game because the games will be in Houston, but I will potentially because I have a wedding that Friday.
Sure.
And Saturday, I'll have to, because I'll meet you guys in D.C. on that Sunday.
Yes.
For the Commanders game. Yep. But I could be in the midst of another Philadelphia riot.
Let's look at the schedule.
Like I was in 2008 for my senior year.
Could be. Let me ask you this, though, since we are a gambling show. Who wins this World Series? Because right now they're taking odds for the World Series. Who do you got? We'll start with you, D'Anthony. Who wins the World Series between the Phillies and Astros?
I honestly don't see anybody beating the Astros. I think the Astros might win this in fucking four or five games.
Yep. Team of destiny. Phillies, close it out. I get Rob something nice for Christmas.
I think the Phillies probably have a better chance, honestly, than anybody else that was in the playoffs. And obviously they're in the World Series, so maybe that's obvious, but... I think they have the best chance against Houston because the domination that comes out of the front two in Houston can be matched by these guys. Even the Braves couldn't say that this year because nobody really performed well in the playoffs. So you could say,
you had a nice start, but that was it.
But Max Fried versus Verlander right now, mm-hmm. I think that's a loss for us, to be honest.
Yep.
But with the way that the fucking Phillies front end has been pitching,
and our bullpen's been kind of holding it down.
Well, and that's like the Braves last year had a couple nice pieces in Matzik and, who was the other dude? It was not Will Smith. Will Smith pulled it together, but Will Smith was a piece of shit in the regular season.
Yeah.
It was Matzik and one other dude. Minter. Matzik and Minter.
Yeah, AJ Minter, yeah.
I will say this. I fucking hate the layoff for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it more than I hate it for the Astros because the Astros already... clearly overcame a layoff because they had a bye, right? They didn't play in the wild card round. The Phillies did. The Astros overcame that, will they get cold because they're off for like 5-6 days? And by the way, the Astros won that division going away, so they haven't been playing real baseball in 2 months. And those motherfuckers flipped that switch and just butt-fucked everyone they played.
But it means we get Wheeler twice.
I know. I get that. I get that you get to line up your rotation and all that.
Who has been easily our best pitcher in the playoffs.
I understand.
You'll get Nola and Wheeler twice.
Yeah, you get to line it up. They get to line up too. I'm telling you, I just don't love that a team as hot as the Phillies, because the Astros clearly aren't hot. The Astros have been doing this for years. The Astros are just switch flippers. Like, they can turn it on and off. The Phillies, this is their first time doing this.
Schwarber got it together.
You don't like the 4-day, 5-day layoff, whatever. I'm going to take the Astros in.
You guys are just haters.
Six. I'm not a hater. No. I want the Phillies to win.
Same. So, by the way, I'll tell you why. I'm always pretty honest on this fucking show. I hate the Astros. I think the nation hates the Astros. Mm-hmm. I know we have a lot of, especially in Texas. Texas is our biggest demographic for listeners and all that shit. We have a lot of Drinking Bros listeners, especially in Drinking Bros Sports, who post these posts. They hate us because they ain't us and all this other shit. No, we fucking hate you guys because you're cheaters and you wore a bunch of goddamn buzzers on your chest.
Got to check their assholes.
And then you banged on trash. All of it. You got to check their assholes. Everything they fucking do. We hate this team. I would love for the Phillies to win, but unfortunately, I'm with these guys. They're unstoppable. They're going for perfection in the playoffs. They've lost a fucking game.
Moses Malone.
Speaking
of, we're not getting swept.
Speaking of destiny, by the way, there is a little bit of destiny on the Astros side as well. They are trying to get Dusty Baker a ring.
Yeah, he's the longest term manager in the history of Major League Baseball without a World Series.
So that's for sure not happening.
He's in his 70s.
Yeah.
And then he's a Hall of Fame manager at this point.
Is. He is, and a lot of people want to see that happen, but here's what's odd, is that's the only guy you're rooting for, not the team itself, just the fucking manager. Man, I hate him. I hope the Phillies win. I really do.
Well, let's play.
I hate the fucking Astros.
Let's play a hypothetical, because technically, if it went seven games, that would be November the 5th, and we'll be in D.C. Do we drive up to Philly and take part in the riot that will eventually be the end of that city?
Well, I will be there.
Is game seven in Philly?
No, it's in Houston. Houston. But for the party, if Philly
game
wins.
Game six and game seven.
Like, if Philly's up. Okay. If we're
but it'll be Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. If we're sitting in D.C., right, getting ready for the show the next day, and it's like the eighth inning, sixth, seventh inning maybe, and they're up like four or five runs. Right. Do we drive to D.C. and on the way stop and pick up a bunch of fucking batteries or whatever?
Drive to Philly.
To throw to each other.
Yeah, they greased up the polls.
Whatever show you're doing on, you know, that Sunday or whatever is not going to be as compelling as you just going live from a riot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And downtown enough, Philly.
It's easily a top one night of my life. 2008.
Should we just get like a flatbed truck and put the set on there?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll say, are you going to eat horse shit?
No, we didn't eat horse shit.
You did eat horse shit.
Somebody that was later. That wasn't 2008.
Okay.
No, that was the Eagles.
That was the Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But
are the Phillies not important enough for you to eat a horse to crap?
I'm not eating horse shit ever.
I think it's become a tradition there.
Yeah, I think it is.
And I believe Cleveland kind of took that away from us when they won.
Well, same
the
city.
NBA Finals.
Same city, but yeah. It's theirs now, though.
We passed it on to Cleveland.
We'll find out if you guys win. And by the way, we all are hoping for you guys to win.
I am genuinely rooting for you.
Same. And as far as superstars go, I like Bryce Harper. I like the fucking swag. I love how cool that guy
is. He's grown into...
This is the guy we've been hoping for years, and now he's finally that guy.
Can you imagine having that feeling in that moment? That he had with that eighth inning home run
to
take the lead.
I can't, but by the way, the coolest thing I've ever seen in real life from a player, swear to God, and I don't know if I've told this story on the show, I did a gig at Wrigley Field. We were signing books and all that stuff, so I was right next to the batter's box. Bryce Harper was engaged with a full conversation of his buddies from home, and he leaned over and dapped the guy. Mid-game, the umpire said, "Hey, dude, you're up. You've got to hit the fucking ball." And I heard the whole conversation. I'm with Jesse, and she can back up this story. He looks at his buddy and he goes, "Oh shit, man, I'm sorry. I'll be right back in 1 second. Let me hit this out." Drills one to deep center, goes out, trots the bases, comes back, and then bro hugs his buddy in the fucking second row again, and then goes into the dugout like nothing had happened. That's the fucking dude that should be winning all the things. That's who we want. Dan and I bitch about this all the time in every fucking sport. You need a superstar. Hopefully he's the same guy and he beats the fucking Astros, because it would be great for baseball.
Yeah, so
we're all rooting for the Phillies here.
You need a Bryce Harper World Series MVP. That's good for baseball.
It'd be great for baseball. So we're all rooting for the Phillies. We're not against you. It's the Astros have been unstoppable, and we hate the shitty team. I hate fucking Altuve the same way as I hate the fucking Land of the Lollipops. The rest of this whole fucking team could be cast in the new Wizard of Oz. We're making it, you know, multicultural and all that other shit. Get Altuve. Get half of these guys from the Astros. Have them lick lollipops in the background. I hate these fucks.
Jordan Alvarez is pretty fun to watch.
He's rad.
Is he?
And he was not on the cheating team.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care about that.
I don't care about it. I think cheating is a charming part of baseball.
Everybody in baseball cheats.
I like Schwarber. I like Harper. Like, those guys are fucking fun.
You don't like
Even Hoskins is starting to win over the crowd, too.
What's up?
Hoskins is
starting
to...
Oh, dude. That
bat spike.
One would say the bat spike is what got them to the World Series.
I think the bat spike is the ultimate moment of the playoffs. So it happened to my team. And when it happened, I was like... What can I say to that?
He deserves it. I think it got overshadowed by that homer by Harper.
Oh, this last one.
Well, the last one. But that got him there. That gave him the momentum to get him there. That bat spike was dope as fuck,
I think, visually.
Oh, that's the most visually, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just find it sweet and adorable to watch you fall in love with baseball again.
There you go.
Fair weather bitch.
You're back.
Whatever. You're my back. Dog's name after Chase Utley.
But at least you have a Philly, good team.
I went to Philly's baseball camp as a kid. Like, yes, I'm going back to the X, all right? Like, did I hop on the bandwagon? Absolutely. Yeah. But, like, 162 games every year is such a beating as, like, a...
I'm just telling you, by the way, and this is on record. We told you at the beginning of the season that we liked the way the Phillies were constructed.
No, I get that.
That they leaned into their strengths and just shoot like we can't be good at defense, so why even try?
I've had the MLB Phillies package within the last 5 years. I'll say that, okay? So, like, I pay the $100 every year despite not watching that many games.
Well, good for you. It's a fun team, and for baseball itself, they at least got two people ratings wise that will deliver. You got a star that you can bank on there, and it'll be a fun one. At least if it was Padres, yeesh, dude.
If it was Padres with Tatis Jr., that's a different story.
Yes, yeah. And if he comes back next year, holy shit, then we got something going there. But this year, no, nobody wanted to see that. And congratulations on the Phillies. We all hope they win. It would be fun.
It'd be nice for my bank account as well.
Sure would.
Yeah, would you put $100 on that?
$100 win four grand.
Yeah. So hopefully they win. I hate this Astros team. I will always hate them until they start over again. Next up, we'll flip on over to the NFL. Tom Brady. I thought he was going to be retired by the time I woke up this morning.
A lot of people were posting the meme of Antonio Brown walking with his shirt off, saying bye to the crowd with Tom Brady's head on it.
Yep.
Because honestly, he looks like an old man out there.
You lost, and Carolina, by the way, no Robbie Anderson traded this week. They lost CMC traded this week.
Better without him.
Baker is gone. They're on their third string quarterback.
They also have PJ
Walker was the starter.
Interim head coach.
It was a 13.5 point spread, and they got smoked 21-3.
Yeah, everyone knows it's Steve Wilkes' dream job that he thought of when he was 26.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, they said it was like his dream job.
Oh, my God. Can I give you what?
Weren't a franchise until he's 26.
Do you know what Steve Wilkes' career trajectory is, by the way? Last year, he was the defensive coordinator for Mizzou, and it was the worst defense we've literally ever had. Somehow, he left, got hired as the Panthers' defensive coordinator, and then Rhule gets fired, and now he's the head coach. I have literally never seen a
It sounds a little Manchurian, doesn't it?
It does.
Like a couple of people got clipped along the way or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a buddy that did the Carolina weekend with the UCF East Carolina game, and he's a UCF alum.
Okay.
And then he's also a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, so he went to the Bucks Panthers game. Just saw both teams get smoked.
My God! Oh, UCF lost this weekend.
UCF got hammered by East Carolina.
Really? Yeah. Shit.
You got to keep in mind Brady's missing three of his offensive linemen.
He's also missing three of his children.
We were talking about this earlier. There might not be enough offensive linemen to play football anymore with the amount of teams they have, because every single team now has at least two good edge rushers, if not three on separate lines that are fucking legit dudes.
Because the athletes that are becoming edge rushers are insane now.
Yeah, they're crazy. Right. It's like fucking everybody. There's Lawrence Taylors everywhere now.
Yes,
yeah. he was the only one at the time, and now there's like fucking 18 of those dudes.
League. It's the same thing like with baseball. Everyone throws 100 now, right? Like everyone's got insane breaking.
They're not making any more like 6'5". 340-pound dudes.
Right.
No.
I mean, they're out. They have to be out there.
Yeah.
They gotta be out there.
There's a lot of good tackles. That's why the tackle position is one of the highest paid in the NFL.
Yeah, it's the second highest paid, I believe. Yeah.
But, I mean, once you get one of those guys, they're like an anchor for your fucking team for
a
decade.
Every team that we talk about, like, man, they just can't get it together. That's the fucking reason on every single one of these teams. Like, there might be other issues. Chicago, for example, they don't have any receivers either.
But if you got all day...
If you've got a great offensive line, you can make some shit happen, especially with that kid.
Well, the other problem is, too, like, all these freaks are edge rushing, and there's even a lot of freaks in the middle now, like Aaron Donald and stuff like that.
It's just not sexy to become an offensive lineman.
It's not sexy, no. And here's the thing, though.
But it pays better than being an edge rusher, which is pretty funny.
And it's an easier job.
No.
Ooh, okay.
No.
You're way smarter.
I wouldn't want to go up against edge rushers.
It goes like quarterback, edge rusher, left tackle or right tackle.
No. Oh, I'm edge rusher is the easier job. So yeah. 100%. No, I totally agree. Yeah. Because here's the thing, like,
you don't have to be as smart either.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're dumb or anything, but you kind of got to do is go psycho, right? Yeah. And like, got have a couple good moves, get fucking back there. The offensive lineman needs to know almost as much as the quarterback.
Like they're running an actual play.
Yeah.
They're not just like they're trying to move the defensive tackle or defensive lineman in a specific position, either to create a certain type of pocket or for run play or whatever. All the edge rushers is coming.
And also, if you're successful like twice a game, three times a game for like sacks or tackles for loss, it's a good game for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have two sacks in the game, that's a great game for you.
Yeah.
Does he finish out the season, yes or no?
Brady?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Because I don't see, there's no hope coming. I mean, nope. our buddy Ryan Jensen is supposed to come back in like week 12, maybe.
That's way far away.
Yeah, it's like things could be completely off the rails. Ooh. The only upside, well, not the only upside, but the real upside is that they play in the shittiest division in the history of the National Football League.
Start the Kyle Trask era.
Everybody sucks.
Yeah.
It's like the Panthers and Falcons.
Terrible.
Are just bullshit. Yep. The Saints have some talent, but they don't do anything.
Andy Dalton's their quarterback. They don't do anything. Crab legs, they're fucking terrible. So do you think fucking Brady finishes out? Yes or no? Delco?
I don't know, man. He's old as hell.
I know.
He finishes, and they make the playoffs.
He'll probably get hurt, if we're being real.
That's what it looks like to me. I think he'll get hurt as well. And then we'll switch on over to Aaron Rodgers. Now, you were at this game. Mm. You actually threw a hundo on the Commanders as a joke, just because you wanted something to watch. What did he look like in real life?
He looks like the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yep. Here's what you can see. And I was talking to Bob about it earlier. During pregame, the wide receiver coach had his guys over on the fucking sidelines in different positions throwing arm-length balls to them.
Okay.
Right? So they could just stand there in one spot and catch that ball. Now, the reason is that Aaron Rodgers, better than any other quarterback that's ever existed, so far as I'm concerned, can throw to a covered receiver, and that receiver can catch the ball. So if he's on me, right, Aaron's going to throw the ball where I have to fall down to get it, basically. And he did that at least four or five times that I saw, twice to the tight end, the young tight end they have there. He did that four or five times to guys, put a ball where only they could catch it, and they didn't catch it.
So explain to me this, because he was 23 for 35 for 194. At halftime, he had 63 yards at halftime. What is it then?
Drops.
That's what it is?
Drops. After, I've never seen receivers in the NFL drop passes like this before. It looked like a shitty, like one of the teams that Alabama plays early in the season, or for like game four of the season, where their quarterback is actually pretty legit, but he's throwing to dummies and they just keep dropping the ball. That's what it looked like. I've never seen anything like that in my life in a professional football game.
Okay.
And you know, the Commanders got a decent defense, so they were putting some pressure on him, and the Packers offensive line is not great, but he was making dime passes. So one in particular, I just lost it. And there were some Packers fans in our suite too, so I doubt they were thrilled about it, but a guy's running an out. It's a tight end. He's running like an out. And but he was lined up near the slot, right? Mm-hmm. So he's running it out, but it's still well inbounds. Aaron throws the ball where all the guy has got to do is fall down, catch the ball, and ride it into the ground. And he just reached out with his arms like this to grab it, like alligator arming. You don't do that, man. That's not how this fucking shit works. They're professionals. So again, I think contraction might be a good option.
There's just not enough dudes.
Get rid of like fucking probably six teams.
They straight up can't expand.
Yeah. In the NFL?
Yeah.
I agree. Because we're looking at this and from a fantasy football perspective as well. I don't think I've ever seen a season like this where if you didn't get one of the top three quarterbacks, you're fucked. Because we got Josh Allen. You got Pat Mahomes, who just fucking torched the 49ers. Yeah,
but this has happened in other sports before, right? So there have been eras in other sports. Like the 1920s and 30s in baseball, where if you had one of the guys that hit home runs, like Ruth Gehrig, one of those guys, or Stan Musial over in St. Louis was really good. Those guys dominated that era because the one thing it took to win they had it and everybody else didn't. I think we're in an era right now of high offense football, but also great edge rushers. So if you don't have the combination of one of these really premium quarterbacks, and there's only like what, six or seven of those, plus a great offensive line, you can't fucking win a Super Bowl anymore unless you just get fucking lucky.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is now.
Unless, it's just like, you have somebody like Nick Foles play the greatest football of his life.
Yeah. I mean, it just has to be something crazy like that. And it happened in basketball too in the 13-14 time period. They got bounced early in that playoff, but once the Warriors started shooting all those threes, everybody else had to fucking start reconstructing their teams to defend against that shit. Not just to defend it against it on defense, but also to shoot more threes. Like, if you've got the two best 3-point shooters in the league and they're open all the time, fuck you gonna do, man? Three's more than two.
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange to see, because you got Josh Allen, you got Patrick Mahomes. Burrow looked good over the weekend. They're above 500 now. Mm-hmm. They've won a lot of games in a row there. And then after that, Philly with Jalen Hurts for now.
You got my boy Geno.
Geno Smith, dude, and that's cooking. Stupid.
How funny would it be if they win that division and he wins the MVP?
Geno over Russ.
God, dude. But that's kind of it, man. And it's strange to see. And a lot of these games have been shitty. They've been weird this year in the NFL. And if you're not one of those top three or four teams, who fucking knows from week to week? It's been a bitch to gamble on.
There's a couple of players, like a handful of players in the entire NFL that are changing everything right now.
Yes.
Like Micah Parsons, for example.
Yep.
He's or even Von Miller, as playing as a rental in these places, whatever defense he goes to, immediately gets, what is a Hall of Fame player at maybe the most important position on the field for defense, which is the edge rushing linebacker, right? So there's a lot of power in a very small amount of space right now. And if you've got some of that power, I don't know how the Chiefs are still competing against teams like the Bills, because their defense just doesn't have that.
Mahomes is that great. I watched that game last night. It was the 4 o'clock game against the 49ers. I just wanted to see what the new CMC thing would look like. It felt like a playoff game, and it was fun. And then the Chiefs just pulled away and absolutely fucking housed them.
But yeah, Andy's also a top three coach.
Andy's a top three coach. And I know you said that Rodgers is the best quarterback you've ever watched, but I've just never
seen anybody
Mahomes
like
feels
Mahomes.
Like the evolved version of Rodgers.
He's we'll see, right?
Yeah, he's got he's
it's
a
like
long
year,
time.
It's like year five. So, yeah. But yeah, I think
he's year five. He's already got,
but again,
almost all the accolades.
Nobody saw that coming out of college, because they're like, oh, he's another tech quarterback.
Right, yeah. Yep. Exactly. Like, he's another spread quarterback who put on Big 12 defenses, blah, blah, blah.
So whenever people automatically dismiss Ohio State quarterbacks or Alabama quarterbacks, I just point to the Patrick Mahomes. It's like everyone thought the same thing about tech quarterbacks. Everybody thought about, like, nobody's talking about Wyoming quarterbacks and like Josh Allen.
Right. Dude, I watched Josh Allen play in college. Missouri played against Josh Allen.
He wasn't
Allen,
that good.
He wasn't that good in college.
Well, that team was awful. So
yeah, it's fucking Wyoming.
We bet on them in the bowl season. I don't know if you guys remember. We did a bowl show. It was like 2 hours. So I watched that Wyoming game. Josh Allen was throwing balls like 65 yards downfield, and I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. This is just the worst team I've ever seen.
But you know what, though? Like, it's with Josh Allen in particular.
Maybe it was Dan and I.
You guys were still in Carolina.
So it was Dan and I. And Browns fans were pissed. I said, take Josh Allen. It was that infamous draft show that is now deleted. But I said, take Josh Allen, and they traded up and got Baker Mayfield, and it was a goddamn car crash. But even this Cowboys game, I watched that as well, and I bet that one of my few wins this weekend. He wasn't better than Cooper Rush, Dak Prescott.
A little rust.
God, he's just awful. He's never going to be that guy.
The NFC beast, you know?
No, dude, no. But here's the thing, though.
Worst team's the Commanders.
It's not like getting...
It's the defense still. It's their
the defense.
Defense.
But that's fine if he's never going to be that guy, because, like, there's only four fucking guys. Mm. So if you don't... Like, just get something that works. Like, I think that's why...
Yeah, but you got to lean into that. You have to recognize that situation and not try to do what Dak does, which is play quarterback like these other guys, because he can't do it.
Big game manager.
I think... I think the Cowboys would be a Super Bowl really good contender if he was their quarterback, is who the team I do think is going to make the Super Bowl now, which is the 49ers and Garoppolo. I think Garoppolo is the perfect, like... He understands
Boring.
Who he is. They
Boring.
Understand
Game
who he
manager.
Is.
Manager, yeah.
Because if you can't do one thing, if you can't do that thing, if you can't do the Mahomes, Rodgers, Burrow, whatever the fuck thing, then you need kind of a game. Even Stafford was that to an extent for the Rams last year. Like he wasn't slinging 380 yards
a
game.
You need a guy who's a leader on your on the field on the offense who sees third and seven, right? Mm-hmm. And says, you know what, I could do this, and there's a decent chance, I guess, that we might get that first down. But if I do this, it's better for the defense. You have to have a guy that can make that decision, like a field general, a guy that it's not about. And look, I'm not saying that Dak is only concerned about personal accolades. I think these people are programmed to score first, but it's not a game of who can score first. You know what I mean? Yep. It's like the game is strategic. There's two sides. You play offense and you play defense. If you only play offense, then you die in war. If you only play defense, then eventually you get overrun.
With CMC now on this team, do you think the 49ers go to the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Yes. As long as they don't have any major injuries on defense, because everybody else in the NFC looks like fucking children except for the Eagles. They're the only other team, and to be honest, I mean, we'll see. That's going to be a good game, the Eagle, because those are two really, really good defenses.
Yeah, that'll be a great. I hope they match up in the playoffs, because that'll be a fucking awesome game.
If that's the NFC title game, that'll be great. Yep. Because ultimately, that game will come down to who executes in the run game and who doesn't turn the ball over. That's who will win that game.
As much as it pains me to say, I think the 49ers now will go to the Super Bowl.
Oh. Maybe.
Welcome, boys.
What do you mean?
My preseason Super Bowl pick. 49ers, welcome.
Oh, that's right.
You can't take 49ers. Credit for that because Trey Lance
wasn't there. CMC wasn't there. Yeah. Holy shit, dude. So it might be, and then a combination of the Bills or the Chiefs, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's beating them either. But, you know, look, it's a lie. There's 10 more games in the regular season. We're not even halfway through the regular season yet.
No.
NFL is the biggest overreaction league of all time.
Injuries galore.
Yeah, speaking of which, Bryce Hall is now out for the Jets. Brees,
That sucks gone for them, the year. They're 5-2.
Torn ACL,
not even the best
he's
team
out.
In New York.
Not even close. True. Not even close. And the Giants. Saquon Barkley pulled it out again.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
There was an article that that Buffalo should go all in for Barkley and trade for him. Not anymore.
You got to give. Nothing you can do. You got to give Peterson some fucking credit for what he's doing in Jacksonville right now.
He was always a good coach. I've said this on the show a million times. I still don't know why the Eagles.
They're 2-5, aren't they?
The Eagles fired him. Who?
Yeah, but that team sucks. What are you talking about?
They're in it every game. Every game they're in it till the very end. And it was the same thing.
Got to win some of these games.
Against the Giants. Yeah, but you're still missing. Not yet. You're getting good, and
I think they have probably next year they'll be pretty good, but I don't think they're going to be really good for another 2 years.
They lost to the Texans.
Who?
Jacksonville last week.
Texans though, 2 weeks ago, oddly fucking they get give close Jacksonville a game, every though. Game. It's close. By the way, before we get to tonight's game here, we'll get your picks on this. We're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposits all the way up to $1,000. Best odds in the biz. All the odds that are read on this show every single day are from MyBookie.com. They get everything there. They got the NBA, which is in full swing. NFL, full swing. College football, full swing. All of our bets are on MyBookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. It'll double your deposit anyway. So if it's $100, congratulations. You get $200 all the way up to $1,000. You get the drill. Get off the couch and get into the action today with mybookie.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros to double that deposit. Tonight's game is the Bears against the Patriots. Awful game here. But Zappy's made it fun. Is Zappy starting tonight or is Mac Jones coming back?
No, it's Zappy.
Zappy time, right? Still?
Yeah.
Thank God. This is Patriots -8.5. The over under is 40 in this game. My God. That's crazy. 55 in Foxborough tonight. No bad weather, it looks like, so you might be good on that one.
It's only October. It's a beautiful fall day in New
England. Yeah. D'Anthony, let's start with you. Who do you got in this? Bears versus Patriots at home.
I took this last week at 0.5.
Okay.
Patriots, yeah. Now you can't get that.
But. No, you can't. So even if you're taking that down to 7, it's 1.5 there. On a teaser. I didn't have this in any teasers, therefore I'm going to tease this game as a whole. Who you got here, Delco?
We got the Bears +8.5.
Really?
Lock it in, boys.
All right. Why is that? Why do you have the Bears?
Because the NFL. That's just how it works.
75% of games.
Close to like 10 points. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that what we came up with? 75% of games are within one score?
Close to that 70, I think.
And honestly, like Bill Belichick is the type of guy who would get really horny winning a game 16-8.
Yeah.
Like, he loves that shit. Like, he doesn't I think the worst year of his life was 2007.
Randy
Moss throwing deep balls to Randy Moss.
He's like, you kids keep that music down.
Yeah.
We don't throw touchdowns.
And
they didn't
win a Super Bowl, so.
He did. Did the Patriots have a good defense?
Yeah, Belichick's always a competent. They always fields a competent defense.
His son chews on a pencil as he calls plays, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's that got to do with anything?
That's part of the Patriot lore. They all chew on pencils over there.
They should be good on defense. They have three defensive coordinators. They have no offense coordinators.
This Stevenson kid has looked great. I got to go against him in fantasy tonight, hoping he keeps it under a hundo at least. I'm going to double dip on this one as always. I've had a lot of success with that. So I'm going to take this down to 1.5 for New England and then take the over at 33 simply because I can't not take that. The only option is going up to 47. It's probably a low scoring game. Right?
There's no fucking way I would bet the over even on 33.
17-14.
You're better off going up on that one, brother.
You think so?
Yeah, they're not fucking scoring
points.
Do not
go the over on this game under any circumstances.
I was talked into it. So I'll go the under at 47. I will go New England minus 1.5 here tonight. Let's go. Ended up saving my life on those fucking parlays last night in the night games, but Jesus. It was brutal, man. Some of these teams this week were just dog shit. Colts seems as though they've given up on the year. Matt Ryan is out. Texas fans can be happy about this. Erlinger's in there. He's starting the rest of the year, not just this one game. They're calling him the starter the rest of the year. Good move, or do you care?
That's a good move. Why they've done this is the third year in a row that they've used some broken quarterback to fill in. It was Philip Rivers and Wentz, and now this fucking it's not working.
So the weird thing is,
it reminds you of like the later Yankees teams after they won their last title. It's kept actually in between the early 2000s and the 2009 World Series, where they just like bought anybody that would come around. Here's some fucking money, and they kept losing, and then finally changed up.
So here's the weird thing. The Colts after this, by the way,
Sam Ellinger was slinging it in the preseason. He's going to be fine.
Now he's played three games in his career and thrown no passes.
No, he's played in the preseason though. He looked good.
Yeah, I think this is a mistake on Ellinger's part though. I think he is really throwing away his potential Chase Daniel lifestyle.
Yeah.
To get murdered on the field. Stupid.
He could be in the league for 10 years.
Best case scenario is he's like middling for the rest of the year and then he can go back to being a backup next year. Mm-hmm. It's like he was all right, yeah, to keep your reputation, but not good enough to start.
Right.
Give
him
a clipboard, $3 million, over here.
he should be slinging houses in Austin right now.
I don't know. This
Sammy E.
He'll probably make a fucking $150 million in his career.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As the way things are these days, the backups are making fucking like $6 million.
That, the right time in the market in Austin, you could probably make that.
The weird thing is, so the coach after the game said Matt Ryan is their starter, and then Irsay came down and had a meeting with the coach, made him watch the game film, and then said, no, Sam is going to be our quarterback for the rest of the year. Who is the coach there?
Frank Reich.
Oh, it is.
Who is on the hot seat very much so he needs to make a change.
So he's out of there. All right. Well,
a lot of people credit him for the Super Bowl for the Eagles. He was the OC.
Oh, he was. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Running through the rest of it here. Ravens don't look that great. They almost lost again to the Browns. Jets are now 5-2.
J.K. Dobbins is out for some amount of time again as well.
For the Ravens.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them.
Chargers look like shit this year.
Ran into the bus all it is, Geno.
It's unbelievable. So it's definitely Pete Carroll and has nothing to do with Russ cooking.
By the way, weren't we all talking about how dope the AFC West was at the beginning of the year?
Well, they were supposed to be.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck, Russ on the Broncos and Herbert. And
the
I know
Raiders.
That,
yeah. Raiders. No, they're all shitty. It's still the Chiefs.
Fucking division.
I believe I was pretty clear about how I felt about the Raiders before the season started.
Yeah, a lot of people shitting on the AFC East.
Raiders Carr are the Raiders.
Is a fucking loser.
Yeah.
Great human being, but
is a loser. Yeah, that's true. We don't know him in real life.
Yeah. He backed up his buddy even after he murdered a girl with his car.
So. He sure did. And then Tua.
He's probably in the car.
Tua started last night. He did not look great. Not really sure what they're going to do with him the rest of the year, but they did end up winning that game. We'll switch on over to college football. Thank God I don't have to talk about the Texas Longhorns anymore. They're now on your show. You a couple weeks ago said if they ran the table,
put them in. They didn't run the table though, so we don't have to
worry
about
and
it.
You said Ewers was the guy. Ewers lost them that game. Did you watch
Yeah, he was not great in that game.
Not great.
Anytime he went like 10 yards past the line of scrimmage, it was like picked off.
He was 19 for 49, which is about the worst I've ever seen.
Good
Lord. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
I love
That's, what is that, like 35% or some shit? Bad. Let's look that
up. Also, 19 for 39 against an Oklahoma State defense that's gotten torched a couple times this year.
It's okay.
I picked Oklahoma State in that game, and they rolled.
But Texas blew that game. They were up a half.
They didn't score a point after half. Not one.
It's about 39%.
They also bitched. Sark missed the singing of the song after the game.
What song?
The Texas.
The Eyes of Texas are upon you.
Why would they sing that song after getting their asses kicked?
They do it no matter
what.
That's
their tradition.
Clemson, you know, Clemson storms the field every game, no matter if they win or lose, right?
So let's talk about that. They beat a team in Syracuse that's not very good.
They might be better than we think.
The fans storm the field after that. Why?
They do it every game.
They should storm the Capitol.
Why? Yeah, exactly. I don't really get it. Because
there's nothing to do in Clemson.
That's true.
Yeah, Clemson, South Carolina is just in the woods or something, right?
Like, it is.
It's a piece of shit town.
Yeah, it is. Ohio State rolled. Still that, but the wide receiver played 2 seconds. Gone. I don't know who this team is yet.
I'm gonna need Stroud to stop, like, playing.
What do you mean?
Because I got Hendon Hooker 80-1 to win the Heisman.
Dan's entire financial future rests on his future bets.
Hang on. Yeah. So, hey, if you want my honest opinion, I think it's Hooker's to lose at this point.
Stroud's the favorite right now.
I don't think so,
he's minus
man.
Money if you look on my bookie. He's minus
I understand,
money.
Man. But
Hooker's second, but I need...
If Hooker beats Georgia like I think he's going to beat Georgia, I think Hooker wins this thing. And the other thing that was impressive about Tennessee is I watched the first half of this game. It was UT Martin, Division II school. They're coming off the biggest win in their program's history. They fucking showed up and 52-7
in the first half.
52 points.
52-7 in the first half, and they didn't play after that.
That's what you want to see out of a fucking team that wants to win a national title, man.
Yeah, not good though. I needed Hendon to play in the second half and just rack up those stats.
But everybody saw him go drop 300 in the first half and have 90 touchdowns.
I'm telling you,
he's the guy, dude. I'm telling you.
If you want,
Stroud didn't look great until the end of that game. Yeah. He looked like dog shit the first half. So
why don't you just take matters into your own hands, be a man, and go fuck CJ Stroud.
Take Stroud out.
Just whip his ass, man.
Find him, dude.
Just follow him around town in Columbus for a couple of weeks.
I also have a future on the Ohio State to win the national championship, so no. I don't want to do that.
I think
either.
They could win without him.
Yeah. My biggest loss this weekend, Ole Miss. Man, they got worked. They're number 7 in the country, and they lost by 25 to LSU.
LSU, who now controls their own destiny in the SEC West.
Ole Miss didn't play anybody with a pulse before this.
Tell the audience why they control their own destiny.
Because that's the weak side of the division.
No. Right? But it is actually.
But
they play those teams, though, right?
Yeah. So they have, I think they do have 2 losses, but one is non-con.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
So they only have one
Florida
loss.
State.
Yeah, they have 1 loss in conference, and all they need to do is win out. And they win the SEC West.
Could you imagine, dude?
Let's go.
Dude, I can't imagine because we have been saying this all
year. We've been trying to tell you, don't dump on Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly's going to win a national championship at LSU. No.
Not this year.
Inevitable.
In the next 5 to 7 years, he will win at least one.
Inevitable that Brian Kelly wins a natty at LSU.
I mean, the only tough game left on their schedule is, I guess, at A&M to end the season.
You gotta play Bama, no?
Yeah, next week. Or this week, I guess, against Alabama.
Who does?
LSU.
Oh, they're playing Bama? Where is it at?
LSU. It's in LSU.
Oh, they're going to get worked. Doesn't matter. I don't even know why I asked where it's at. Doesn't really matter in that game.
Matters a little.
No, Alabama's going to fucking destroy this team. UCLA. Boy, the Trap 12.
It was Oregon minus 6.
Either way.
There's
why?
A reason. Because Oregon's starting to find themselves.
Bo Nix is your quarterback there.
I don't know. He's starting to
He threw 5 touchdown
stride.
Passes.
He sure did.
If
that's
this
how
team played Georgia later in the season, they weren't.
Lose
they had a bunch
less.
Of transfers. They would have lost by less. It would have been a much closer game. Yeah.
I don't think so. Texas is going to be out of the rankings this week. Thank God.
They are.
That'll be your team next week. So enjoy it. Penn State rolled at Minnesota. Called that.
Tanner didn't play.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minnesota didn't have a quarterback. No. Also, Minnesota's not very good.
No, they're not. And then some other schools had some buys. Next week will be a fun week here in college. But for me personally, I got Hooker ahead of Stroud for the Heisman Trophy.
I feel for Tulane right now.
Why?
Well, A, they're, you know, the best probably G5 school.
They won.
Right now.
They won.
Ranked, what, 23rd now?
25.
Kansas State is, for some reason, ranked above them. They beat Kansas State. Kansas State has two losses.
Yep.
And they beat them.
It's insane.
And
they beat
still,
K-State at home. They beat K-State in Manhattan.
And Kansas State is still ranked above them. How does that make sense?
It doesn't. It doesn't. For those fringe teams, who really gives a shit, you know? Like, you know,
I want to see Tulane in
it's
a New Year's Six.
It's Tulane, fun.
You know, who cares about Tulane?
Tulane in like the Sugar Bowl? That'd be fun as hell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they ever went, but they're not going to go to the Sugar Bowl.
Well, they just got to be in, I think, top 12 or top 15 to go to a New Year's Six Bowl.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We'll flip on over to UFC. Huge card over the weekend. Not a lot of people watched. I caught the highlights on Twitter.
What do you mean not a lot of people watched?
A lot of people watched. It was like coffee UFC. It was great.
It was college football was on. It's tough.
It did
man.
A million buys during a recession.
There was only one good game, really, at that time, and it was Syracuse-Clemson.
I'd kind of forgotten about it. Somebody on Drinking Bros Sports hit me up, and they were like, hey, because I always put my bet slips on there. So, by the way, if you're not in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook, sign up. It's free. Just don't be an asshole. But you can see every single bet slip in there. The only reason I forgot that it was over with was a guy hit me up and said, congratulations, you know, on the fucking Sugar Sean O'Malley win. I mean, he didn't win, but you won money, so fuck off.
He technically did win. He did win.
He wins because there's no superstars, and that needed to happen.
What are you talking about? He's not going to get a title shot.
It doesn't matter.
He's going to fight Corey Sanhagen next.
Yeah.
UFC needs a superstar. Is anybody shocked that they rigged that for him? He didn't win the fight. I won money.
First of all, there's a large... I can't let you like just say these things. And you can believe it all you want, but like the UFC has famously terrible reffing sometimes, and famously discrepancies between themselves and the judges. Sorry, not referees, judges.
It wasn't the biggest robbery ever. Like, Sean outstruck him significantly, but he was getting his ass controlled for like 5 or 6
minutes. Dan, what tweet did you send me?
Oh, Habib. So Habib was watching it backstage, and like as the judges were reading the scorecards aloud, he was just like losing his mind because he's like, "What the fuck are they on?"
Yeah,
like,
didn't make sense.
Yep.
Habib will definitely start probably as of that that evening developing a guy in that weight class to ruin O'Malley's life.
He might be a better coach than he is a fighter, which is insane.
Well, how do you say?
I
no
should have just
best?
Went with the father's plan parlay.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't do that, Dan. Yeah.
None of his fighters lose. Even Bilal Muhammad beat undefeated Sean Brady.
Yeah,
Bilal Muhammad joined their camp like a week ago.
But I think this is the UFC's worst nightmare, is you have the Shroot family now, who they all look alike.
Yeah, Islam.
They
it's
all...
It's not going to be a fun title reign.
No, it's not,
well,
dude.
The only thing that's making it fun is Khamzat Chimaev just starting beef with absolutely everyone wherever he goes. Dana didn't even know Khamzat was going to be at the event. The Saudi royal family brought him in to sit in their section, literally the second row of everything. So he's sitting there, and that's why he's so close to ringside, where like that's normally not the fighter section, and just starts beef with Islam's crew, which I absolutely love.
But listen, if Sean Brady had to take the L for the Phillies to win the World Series, then I'm okay with it.
I don't know if that's going to be great either, though. You're going to hear two guys yelling at each other in languages you don't understand. How entertaining is that really going to be?
Yeah,
they all speak broken English, and it's
but they're not
going to
be
funny.
Fucking talking shit to each other in broken English. They're going to be speaking whatever language they speak.
That's actually how Habib learned English. He talked shit in the gym. So like when he was beating a dude's ass, he would speak in English. Talking shit.
La bibliothèque.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if Sean O'Malley is ready for...
He at least proved that he kind of belongs with some top-tier guys. Because, I mean, he busted Jan open pretty bad. Like, in that last round with that knee. Like, Jan was bleeding like a stuffed pig.
He also ended that round on bottom.
Because you stuck him.
Yeah,
you stabbed him.
I don't know if you stuff it before you put it on
because you stuff a pig full
either way.
The grill, you know?
I think they both work.
Full of apples.
I think you're fine.
No, you stuff it full of cock.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh, wait, this is a sports show. My bad.
But
well, hold on. I do want to elaborate. Pig pussies are the most similar to human pussies.
Right.
So there you go.
Also the most equally intelligent, right?
Yeah, they're the closest. We use pig skin to graft onto human skin in a pinch. And a pig pussy works the same way.
Wait, are dolphins not smarter than pigs?
Dolphins are smarter than pigs, but their pussies aren't great.
I've heard the opposite. I've heard dolphin pussies are amazing.
I mean, they're mammals, but it's still kind of It's a fish pussy.
Yeah. You're welcome, by the way. You can only learn that here on this show.
It only took one comment.
It's all it did. It's all it did. But in all sincerity, who else is who's the superstar in the UFC that they can pin their pay-per-views on?
I mean, they've still got Israel Adesanya, who's fighting a guy that have knocked him out twice, and Alexander
fucking
Pereira.
Boring. Nobody wants to see the style of
him. Well, now he's got a fight to win again because he's not the champ anymore.
He's the champ.
I'm thinking of Kamaru Usman. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. 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 Israel Adesanya. I wouldn't watch him fight his way out of a wet paper.
Well, he's fighting Pereira, who's knocked him out once and beat him the other time.
He's going to be even more careful than usual.
No, there's drama there. Alexander Pereira also has a famously quick run to the title for a shot at the title. He's fought basically no one. So they really want this to happen. They want to interject some drama. You got Volkanovski, who's the pound for pound great
moving
right
up
now.
At 155. Yeah, he's going to fight Islam.
So that guy, yes, right? But all these Russians,
Paddy Pimlet?
All these fucking Russians and Dagestanis is not good for the sport, man. Nobody cares.
What is
it's
if you
great
bring
for
back
the sport? Do you want any? They're the best.
But you need Americans to sell this shit to America.
I don't agree. I don't think that's true. You need exciting
Aussies,
people, though.
English.
Yeah. Somebody American, English speaking at least. Who are those guys?
Maybe. I don't know that matters.
I just want to see people get smashed.
I think you need fucking exciting shit, and the way that the Dagestani's fight isn't typically exciting.
Yeah, but Chimaev
is exciting when they
Chimaev's
fucking
a superstar because he smashes.
He's pretty good.
And he can speak. Yeah. Well, he does speak the very little English that he does. People enjoy what he says.
Yeah, he's different. But the Khabib's whole crowd, I'm not sure about that.
I mean, who else besides
you may be right about that, but not for that reason. I think it's just because they don't communicate with the press well. It's the same argument that people used to make about Ichiro back in the day. Like, if he spoke better English, he would be way bigger.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ichiro. Fucking Stephen A. Smith just said that shit about Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, about Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. He's completely right about that, by the way.
He is.
Yeah, and you are right, though. Like, even their camp, like, Bilal Muhammad is technically American, right? Like, still completely.
Speaks great English.
He speaks great English. He's a commentator and everything. Went to Habib's camp. But he's like a total cornball.
Yeah.
And, like,
there's corny
he's just
white
lame
people
as hell.
Too.
I think what you need is we need to bring back Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
Like somebody that you know, like Connor did, maybe get a little edgy with the shit you're talking.
Connor's still here. Jorge Masvidal's still here. These guys still exist.
But they're old, and it's like, dude.
Yeah, we got a lot of up-and-coming like names, though.
They're not fighting. As of today, by the way, with Connor, they said that he's still not drug testing, so he's still 6 months from a potential fight because he won't drug test.
Yeah,
I saw him on the set of Roadhouse. Looks like he's on fucking steroids. So no, he's not fighting anytime soon. Connor's not coming back. Nate Diaz is gone. Street Jesus, when's the last time he won a fight? Like, who are we getting
there's,
who are getting our dick
here.
Hard for?
Street Jesus is a fucking like journeyman.
He is. So
who's been a journeyman?
But who are we getting our dick hard for here in the UFC?
Tai Tuivasa. The guy's Yuri. Doing shoeies in the beard. In the ring.
I mean, you're 205 champion right now, Yuri Prochazka.
Yeah, he's got a top knot. He's like spinning back fisting people.
He's the most exciting fighter in the sport.
You still got the return of Jon Jones looming everywhere. The ghost of Jon Jones.
We have 4 years,
fight,
buddy.
Dude. Let's not talk about Jon Jones. Who's
we can always talk
also
about.
Also, not rest, super entertaining of a fighter either. Recently,
no, he's Israel Adesanya before he existed. Like, at least say whatever you want about fucking Andy, but he kept putting it on the line all the way up until the point where somebody punched him in his fucking face.
Yeah.
I mean,
he never fought a safe fight ever.
125 doesn't fucking miss right now. If you want to watch the best, like, that's one of the most exciting divisions.
I don't
want to
watch children fight unless it's for fun on this show.
You could run Brandon Moreno versus Figgy back like once a month and people would be, it's like the best fight there
is. I think
is.
If they added the old school Batman TV show sound effects to it, like,
pow,
yeah.
Clap.
Then I would watch it, but it's like two little children fighting me.
Moreno dropped Kaikara France with a liver kick. It was great.
It's 125 pounds.
Who's the next card?
I eat more meat in a week than that.
Yeah. Who's the next card?
The next major UFC?
Yep.
That's the one in New York with Israel Adesanya versus Alexander.
Chandler's fighting
Dustin Poirier versus Michael Chandler. Yep. I'll look up the rest of it.
Yeah,
real
that's
quick.
A big one. And MSG too.
Chandler versus Poirier should be the main event, but it's not, right? It'll be Izzy.
It'll be like co-man.
Yeah,
it'll
probably
be the co-man, but it definitely shouldn't be the main event because it's not a
But
title
it's all
fight.
These old dudes squatting on their fucking spots.
You also got Carla Esparza versus Weili Zhang. Frankie Edgar's coming back. And then we got Dan Hooker versus Claudio Pulios. It's an okay card.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
There's a lot of events these days. It's not like there's five UFCs anymore. There's literally a fight card on every weekend, and ONE FC is getting bigger and bigger. Bellator is great. Like,
that's not great.
Okay, it's doing. It's the best it's ever been, Daniel.
Okay, but that's not great.
Oh, let me ask you this serious question, because I know Khabib's got his own fucking league, right?
Eagle FC. Small, right. Totally different.
Right. Is there any shot, because those guys are the best, every single one of them, that they just explode that league and
you're misconflating the league with the small group of talented athletes that come out of Dagestan. It's not the same thing whatsoever. This is just a small regional place to give people an opportunity, and Khabib's putting his name behind it because it's obviously going to do well whenever you rubber stamp it with his name. It's like a weed with Snoop Dogg. He obviously puts a lot of energy into it because he loves the sport and loves what he does, but you can't confuse that with the very select few group of athletes that his father started coaching. It's not a huge pool of people. Like, honestly, you guys don't know any of them besides Islam. Like you couldn't name another guy in their camp. Like, you talk about these people that you hate and you don't want them taking over the UFC. Like, name a couple of them.
Well, I read that last card live on air, and I couldn't pronounce one of their names because they were all from Russia. And that was top to bottom the entire card that was there. So, is it Peter? Is it Peter Yan?
He has no affiliation with...
Yeah, he's actual Russian, though. He's really
actual
Dagestani.
Russian, and mostly trains with the guys out of Thailand with Volkanovski. Like,
oh, do you think Yan actually got boned because of what's going on in Ukraine?
Maybe he did.
But Neil Dariush...
Would he get drafted? Or
another name you wouldn't know.
The judges just kind of like dock some points for the Ukraine bombings.
Well, I think that he was in the wrong fight. He should be defending Kherson right now, not defending his belt.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is Dubai, so maybe they think that way too.
Maybe.
So why are you here? You should be over.
Yeah.
He's a coward. Real war.
He's a coward. And using a gun would be cowardly as well. Use your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're trained like that.
Or like a fucking edged weapon of some sort.
Yes.
At least some kind of melee weapon.
Wait, you're edging, Dan?
Not with weapons.
Yeah.
Around That's weapons? Not appropriate.
Always no. edging.
Yeah, always edging.
Yeah.
Just like Blink-182's new song. But for me, UFC, I'm just kind of meh.
It's an amazing, fun card.
I wonder if there isn't some element to that, the popularity of ice hockey and all of the foreign names. I wonder if people have a hard time.
Well, look, that's why Americans don't like and the I don't NHL. Mean,
Maybe it's
human beings love fist fights. It doesn't matter who it is.
But maybe it's the sport doesn't get bigger itself. Because it doesn't make enough money, because it's hard to advertise with a guy with 75 consonants in his last
it
name.
It doesn't help. You know I think they need to go full Ellis Island and start anglicizing these names.
Yes.
Yep.
You guys are forgetting about the giant ESPN deal, though. So it's like, as long as they're committing their...
Yeah, but ESPN's doing right now what the Saudi government is, which is overspending for shit because they want to improve their fucking image, in my opinion. That's what all of Disney's doing that right now, and it's not going to work.
No.
It never does.
No. Or, honestly, just do... I mean, and I'm not...
So you're saying should rebrand, like, Islam Murkachev?
Yeah, just call him...
Murkachev? No.
That's way too complicated.
Merk. Danny O'Boyle, dude.
Yeah.
Get rid of the Islam, too.
Exactly. Right? My God, dude. I mean, that's not helping anybody, you know? Danny O'Boyle, get a Boston flag tattooed on his back. We're all in.
Mm-hmm. You had Danny Sean Brady. O'Boyle. Sean Brady was trying.
I mean, we got Rob Font. We got some Boston fighters.
You got Bo Nickel. You got
it
Bo
needs
Nickel
to be,
coming
it needs
out.
To be pronounceable names because, fuck, man. Even even the NHL, look who I know, and I know he's probably the best one also, but it doesn't hurt that Ovechkin's name is easy to pronounce.
Yeah.
It's only easy to pronounce because he's been in our lives so long.
It is not. It is phonetic.
Yes.
O-V-E-C-H-K-I-N.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, but like 15 years ago, I bet there's people struggling.
That's because people can't fucking read, but if you look at that name, it's easy to fucking read.
I'm just saying. It was probably hard for us to adapt to, and then once we did, it never left our brains.
No. Immediately, I knew how to say that name.
I'm not sure you realize when he's gassing you up like that.
I know.
Yeah. If Otani, though, spoke like Steve Byrne, then he'd be the biggest star on the planet.
Or even Tom Kim.
Exactly. The golfer, yeah. Exactly. Any of them. By the way, we'll switch on over to the greatest story of the weekend.
Oh, Rory got world number one, by the way.
Nope, that's not it. That's not even close.
Russell Westbrook getting benched?
Nope, not even close.
Because we're going to talk about Russell Westbrook getting benched.
Not even close. We're going to talk about the lovely ladies of the Wisconsin volleyball team who are icons now after that leaked footage.
This isn't a Patreon show.
Holy shit.
What was
We will do a Patreon. How do we get away with that? Vimeo? Can we show it on Vimeo, Giorgio? Is that our back door on Patreon? We'll do a full fucking hour on the Wisconsin women's volleyball team. If we can show nudity on Patreon and Vimeo, right?
That's not confirmed, but it's more of a do and tell.
We'll just have to make
it's easier to get away with than YouTube back end, because we tried the back end on YouTube today showing hardcore porn, and we made it 4 minutes before my account was terminated.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, this was surprisingly easy to find.
What happened? I didn't hear about this.
Sure is.
Oh, you didn't see these nudes?
Somebody hacked in. Well, there was nudes. There was videos.
That's a bummer.
Hang on. There was nudes, videos, all kinds of shit. We got tagged a million times in this Drinker Bro Sports, and I go, dude, send me the folder.
But
so I got the full folder sent to me. Not only was amazing, but these girls partied like dudes. The way they're pulling tits out.
It was all the girls together, like showing their tits and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't like
individual photos.
Let me tell you something. I have a little bit of experience with this.
Okay.
And Giorgio probably can speak to this as well from another angle.
Nope.
I went to a wedding in Kansas City in 2012 in the spring. And for whatever fucking reason, and it was downtown. And that happened to be at the exact same time as the NCAA volleyball championships.
Okay.
And that's not like the Final Four where there's four teams. There were like dozens of teams at this. Even like Texas State was there. It was like the whole tournament was there.
All right.
Okay. And like the, what is it called? The Sprint Center is right next to Power and Light District, which is the big bar area or whatever. And we were also right across the street.
Scene has been set.
Yeah.
I have legitimately never seen college athletes go that hard in my life, and they were almost all smoke shows.
Yeah,
like thin, toned, fucking super pretty. All at I mean, it was like the best bar scene I've ever seen in my life, and it was just all these like smoke show college.
They're all
girls.
3 inches taller than you.
Oh yeah,
except for I go for the libaros.
Yeah,
libero.
Libero. Yeah.
Whatever.
What does that mean?
The girl's a dig.
Yeah, that's the girl in the back. That
the diggers,
digs it out.
Dude.
Remember that anal jersey. Digging thing from the other day?
Yeah.
It's not like that.
It's a lot like that.
With a volleyball instead of a butthole. Yes.
Well,
but what I was shocked with, because I asked Jesse this, she was like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I was like, man, these girls party. But I go, the way they're pulling out their tits and making jokes, it's the same way that dudes pull out their dicks and be like, dude, why are you gay and you're staring at my dick? Like, and it's everywhere. Like, these girls they had shots of them in clubs, bars, the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in
houses,
a fucking
parties.
Dropbox folder or some shit?
Yes. And it was, it was awesome, and it was everywhere, and they're fucking icons. But somebody ripped it. It wasn't like, you know, they'd put it out in the public or anything else. But I was just shocked at how close they were to college dudes of just like, hey, and what Jesse said. Jesse used to play softball back in the day. She goes, look, anybody who plays a sport at a high level like that, there is an element of dudeness to it.
Yeah.
That all those girls will outdrink the dudes, party, pull their tits out, and do all the fun shit.
They're competitive.
Yes.
Like, there's no, look, man, we can dunk on the WNBA or whatever all day, but don't think for 1 second that these chicks, whatever sport they're playing, don't go volleyball. Out there with the exact same fucking, I mean, Serena Williams is a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Like, she threatened to shove a tennis ball down a woman's throat, or down a line judge's throat, who was a female, by the way. Like, these chicks are also lunatics. Like, they want to win, especially when you play at that high level. They're fucking psychos. They're hyper-competitive, which probably means they're, you know, like, hyper-sexualized like male athletes are, too. You know, they just want to conquer shit and do shit, whatever. Yeah, it's fucking rad.
Yeah, it's a good sign, by the way. A woman with toned traps, especially, and then a deeper voice is going to be quite a bit easier to get into bed than a mousy girl.
Yeah, I think Ronda Rousey would like fuck half her camp. Yep.
Oh, that I heard stories too. Allegedly. Yeah. I heard stories too.
Before a fight, though. There's to get ready.
Well,
actually give you like a little testosterone boost.
Yes, yeah, I mean, she had sex with Shab. Brendan Shab.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No,
she said it. She dated Shab for...
He well, said it, yeah.
Just because he said it.
Yeah, well...
Allegedly.
Allegedly, obviously, yeah. But the grown man dumps were what really turned him off, you know? You got to follow that up in a bathroom.
Yeah, especially because she was shitting in a litter box, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really what the impolite thing was not, you know, burying it.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you... Is this right. your first day using a fucking litter box, it's, bitch? Cover up your turds. Yeah. What are you doing?
Bit of a power move to leave it there.
It sure is. Yeah. It sure is. Now, you were saying Russell Wilson's getting benched.
No, Russell Westbrook.
Oh, Westbrook is getting benched, yes.
Oh, it's October, man. Who cares about the NBA right
now?
Well,
he's not... Well, you don't care because the Sixers are 0-3.
Well, no, because it's actually going to work out for us because we're going to fire Doc Rivers, who's a bad coach.
Oh, here we go.
And
it's just gonna... like you did your manager.
Yeah,
it worked out for the Phillies. Yeah. He's not been benched yet. I don't think pulled from the starting lineup, but the last 47 seconds of the game when it was within a couple of points, they pulled him out because right before that, he took an 18-foot jump shot for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was open. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of is a callback to LeBron's comments last week, like maybe there's a reason you're open, bud.
Yeah.
This
he was
is,
0 for 11 the game before.
I don't understand why he's doubling down and still trying. Like, he's making it a point to shoot. So if you look at his stats.
He's 4 for 15 in yesterday's game.
Yeah, and he was 0 for 11 in the game before that.
Yep.
Dude, it's fucking sad watching it. It's kind of like.
And 0 for 9 in that period from 3. Like, stop shooting threes, dude.
I think he's just in his mind now.
You're super athletic. Drive to the basket. What the fuck are you doing?
There's still things he can do. And he's refusing to accept the fact that he's not 23 years old anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, he's a fucking lifetime 78.3% free throw shooter. That's serviceable. Get to the line 12 times a game and shoot some fucking free throws and contribute instead of doubling down on your bullshit, man.
It's strange. Lakers are 0-3. Sixers are 0-3.
I think the Lakers are legitimately fucked. I mean, let's take
they're terrible.
Let's take a look at this fucking so it'd be one thing if you have top heavy contracts like this and you still manage to piece together some depth. But their shooting guard is Patrick Beverley.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
He doesn't shoot the ball.
No. You have two guys in your starting lineup that don't score.
No.
How is that fucking going
to
work?
I don't know. The only trade out there that they were supposed to make in the offseason and didn't was for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield for 2 first-round picks. The Lakers allegedly didn't want to give up the picks.
That was
the
stupid.
What the fuck? If you trade for those guys... Those picks aren't even useful.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you're going to be in the middle or high or like low end of the fucking draft.
Yep.
And listen, let's not throw away the Sixers yet. They lost to the Celtics, the Bucks, and the Spurs.
Yeah, that Spurs loss was bad yesterday.
I thought the Spurs might go defeated.
By the way, did you see that Kawhi quote about the Spurs? About how he was happy he was playing for the Clippers because they're letting him heal, whereas the Spurs didn't care about him. They only cared about like winning or the team or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to be like, I don't think that sounds anywhere accurate to Greg Popovich.
No, it doesn't.
Sure doesn't.
He actually, the rule about having to play on the road without being in the injury report is because of Greg Popovich resting people. Yeah. Fuck off, man.
Also, check it out. Stop. Yeah, Pop would like sit guys out during primetime games.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know,
about,
but yeah. ESPN would pay an exorbitant amount of money to show these fucking games, and they wouldn't have their superstars playing.
Right.
Because Pop's a dickhead.
Because Pop's resting him. He doesn't give a fuck.
Well, they're trying to do something about it. They said there's been 100 meetings about not being able to tank in the NBA.
One of the things,
how do you stop that?
One of the things they're floating is relegation to the G League. Like, instead of contracting, I'm being serious, instead of contracting two teams, which is what probably should happen, the same thing should happen in the NFL.
Okay.
Instead of that, the two worst teams, probably the worst team in each conference goes to the G League next year and two G League teams get promoted.
They shouldn't promote any G League team, though. They should only relegate NBA teams.
And then they're only left with like three teams? What the fuck?
No. The two get unrelegated, I guess, after 1 year or whatever, but it's just like you cost those owners a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Because honestly, the NBA should shrink.
Yes.
We should get rid of
there's
some of
these
markets.
There's not enough
dudes. Should the NFL shrink?
Yes.
All professional sports should really shrink.
No.
I think baseball's fine, actually.
I think baseball and hockey are fine. Yeah. But the NFL and the NBA, like, they do not have enough fucking dudes.
Like, the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't bad because there isn't talent out there. They're bad because they won't spend any fucking money.
Yep. Yeah.
They won't spend it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. The owners should lose that franchise. They got caught, them and the Marlins and the Reds and somebody else, it was four teams got caught like 6 years ago, not tanking, but they weren't using the money that they got from the collective bargaining agreement, right, from the luxury tax on players. They was keeping the money.
I hate to sound flip, but like, it's true in comparison to other sports, probably the most true in comparison to other sports. It's not that hard to be good at baseball.
there's a lot more people who are, so if you look at that,
it's funny you say that now.
If you look at that middle range of like quality players, it's a lot broader.
Or I mean to build a good baseball team is what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, you can, because baseball is the only sport really where, maybe hockey's this way as well, because I don't know anything about hockey. I just watch it like a dumb idiot and enjoy it. Like, I'm just like, wee, goals. But baseball, like, you don't have to pay motherfuckers for years.
The 2015 Kansas City Royals, for example, right? That team, the payroll for that team was like fucking $81 million.
All of those dudes were on arbitration. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. Like, they won with draft picks that had matured into like 2-3 years and hadn't done that much before that, so their contracts weren't that much. Like, fuck, dude. You can get a good baseball team fucking fast. Yeah. Because, again, all you have to do, as the show's biggest baseball fan can attest, is punch your ticket.
Yeah. Just punch it.
But even, like, forget about just winning World Series. Just having winning seasons and making it to the playoffs. Tampa Bay's been doing it for a fucking long, since like 2003 or some shit.
Oh, my God. Almost they don't pay anybody. Year.
They don't pay anybody. Yeah. They've made the playoffs probably as much as, if I had to, I haven't looked, but I would imagine they've made the playoffs as many times as anybody else in baseball over that period of time. And they're, what's the highest their payroll's ever been? 70, maybe?
Yeah, from 2008 on, I would guess they've made the playoffs. They're probably in the top 10 in the league, top, so top third in the league.
Do you think it's because they play half their games in a stadium that distracts the other team for how terrible it is?
It can't hurt, but look, man, you need a home field advantage.
Tropicana.
Yeah.
And they're, you got to be depressed if you're in Tampa Bay.
Fuck yeah,
in general. Well, they're not, it's not even Tampa Bay.
Unless you're going to Hogan's Hangout on Tuesdays for the live karaoke.
If you're in Florida,
if you're a 25-year-old millionaire in St. Pete, that's not a good day for you.
No. People go to retire to Florida.
Right? Exactly. They don't go as 25-year-old millionaires.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
If you are in Florida, you're almost kind of like permanently retired.
All right, well, do they move to Florida to retire because they know that will make sure they don't miss Earth?
I think they're suicidal.
Yeah,
they're the happiest people on the planet.
Waiting for that hurricane to come by.
You're a gator.
Everyone that lives in Florida, there's no bad days.
It's true. It's true.
They're the happiest people you meet.
I don't know. Jacksonville's got a couple bad days.
Not to them.
North Florida sucks, dude.
Yeah.
North Florida
is not to them. They love it. They love it and they'll stand by it.
What do you think happens with this whole Lakers situation? Are they going to break the, like, they're wasting Anthony Davis's prime.
I think we're wasting our time talking about him because they're so irrelevant.
They're wasting LeBron's last competent years.
Yeah. I mean, that concerns me. They need to
freeze LeBron.
I think Westbrook is out of here within 10 games, 10, 12 games tops. They'll probably make that Buddy Hield trade happen because it's still on the table. The picks are still there. I think they'll do that. I still don't think it'll help. And then that team is even more fucked.
Yeah.
And then doesn't LeBron have an out after this year?
Oh, he has it out every year.
So he'll probably go back to Cleveland.
Yeah, maybe.
He's going to go to whatever team drafts his kid.
No? His kid isn't good enough.
He'll go to Cleveland and become part owner.
His kid is good enough if he says he'll go to the team that drafts him.
Russell Westbrook isn't good enough to be a starter in the NBA anymore, apparently. But he's still starting in the NBA because LeBron James wants him to be starting.
Do you draft Bronny late second?
Goes back to Ohio State with his son. They do a semester.
But Cleveland's...
he plays golf for Ohio State.
Cleveland's too good. Like, they have too good of a young team. I'm not sure if they would do that.
No, and look, who'd they get? They got Donovan Mitchell. So, I mean, shit. Who knows?
That team... with those two young guys, Donovan Mitchell and LeBron, would be pretty interesting, even if they had the 15th guy on the bench was Bronny. You know what I mean?
Look, they made the playoffs last year. Because
Kevin Love's still there. He's still contributing.
Still there.
He's their sixth man. He's doing really well.
And honestly, like with LeBron, too, like let Mitchell move to the two, essentially, because LeBron is legitimately one of the best basketball passers I've ever seen in my life. Like that man can just fucking
let LeBron play center.
Center. Let him be, honestly, he should go be just like some sort of mix between Magic Johnson, the like couple of games he had to play center, and Nikola Jokic. Yeah. Like, really, like, just be those two dudes at once.
Yeah, he might be out of there after this. It wouldn't surprise me.
I would stay.
Yeah.
Or he should just be totally shameless and chase a ring. Just go to some team. Go to Denver. Go to some team that's almost there.
Yeah.
And you know, all you need to do is be there.
They'd still get beat.
I would argue that it's Denver's Cleveland.
Denver would never win.
I would argue that it's Cleveland. There's nobody on that side of the conference, at least. So
I actually think the East is better than the West right now.
Oof. Boy.
Yep, I do. I think that the West has the best team, the Warriors, but I think the rest of the West is fucking soft.
Denver,
as fuck.
Denver, Memphis,
soft.
You're kidding.
What's Memphis ever won? What's Denver ever won?
Memphis won a playoff series last year.
They sure did. Just they won
fucking
a couple.
Sick. Who cares? I have no faith in the Suns. Like, dude, they are.
I got no faith in the Sixers.
These are shells of teams. I have faith in the Bucks. I have faith in the Celtics.
Bucks and Celtics. I got two teams in the East.
And the Cavs. The Heat.
There is more depth in the East right now, 100%.
The Raptors show up here.
I don't
think
so. You didn't mention the Clippers. The Clippers are probably going to have a good year.
Clippers are pretty goddamn good right now.
Dude, I don't buy George and Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi's going to have to play.
He played opening night. I watched that game.
Paul George had like two good years.
Minnesota's got a good young team.
Yeah. There's a bunch in the West.
Look, actually, this year's wide open again, but...
Well, not really. I think the Warriors.
The year is not wide open. The Warriors are going to win.
Oh yeah, they're 100% going to win. But I mean,
I'll take the field
versus the Warriors.
Yeah,
that's a bad call, my man.
And it's not shocking
unless
either.
There's a major injury.
It's not shocking.
The NBA is.
Not only do they have two of the best players in the NBA, they're also deep as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Warriors are going to win.
Steph's going to get bored. He's
eight legitimate starters on that team. It's fucking nuts.
To be honest, I think if they win another one this year, then all those dudes should just retire.
Well, how many championships would that be?
Five.
No.
Get
the Jordan.
Six.
Got to get the Jordan.
Yeah, that's fair.
And also, win as many as you can without Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because those fuck don't Kevin count. Durant. Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck that whole team.
Fuck the Nets.
Yep.
Fucking. I like the schadenfreude I get from fucking watching that team.
I can't watch them. I can't watch the Nets play basketball.
It's hilarious.
I enjoy Kyrie.
I hate both of them.
You enjoy Kyrie? What part?
The basketball.
Where he likes Kanye West posts? Or
he's the greatest ball handler of all time.
Maybe, but he's right there. Doesn't really play that often. Yeah, so.
The problem is he's more interested in blowing himself. Than
he's the greatest
balls.
Ball handler because he's the one that figured out the Earth is flat.
Yeah. Did you ever see that fake commercial?
For that.
That fake Adidas commercial, or maybe it was Nike. It was called a guy called Ball Handles. That was his nickname. He was like it was during the And One shit. He was like a street baller, Asian dude that was a street baller, and all he did was like fucking nut tap people all the time. They call me Ball Handles.
God, I love that. You think they're never going to remake the Uncle Drew? Series?
No,
those guys, the people that are involved in it now don't like it.
They're making White Man Can't Jump right now. It's almost in post-production.
Also, the creative input that Kyrie's going to have on the script.
Oh, yeah, it's like Hillary Clinton, 33,000 emails. We need to get it in there. Like, Kyrie, this is about basketball, son. You got to shut the fuck up, man.
I'm going to need a flashback to my ancestors in Egypt. Yep. Like, Kyrie, no.
No,
this is a three-point contest. Yeah, this is the scene with the three-point contest. Yep. You don't need to take strength from the pyramids in this scene. Yep. You just shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
I think, did you see, well, this isn't sports-related, but I had a couple of good ideas for remakes. Okay. Over the weekend. One is, you remember that movie Man on Fire with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of that movie is him referring back to his days at the agency or whatever the fuck he had going on, smoking dudes. Michael B. Jordan as a young John Kreese just lighting the town
up. Doing agency shit in like NOM or something?
Like 5 to 7 season series on HBO or something. That'd be dope. Also, speaking of NOM, why hasn't there been a fucking prequel for Rambo? About his time as a special forces operator in Vietnam.
Bro,
nobody's ever even thought about doing
that'd be
that.
The best, because they can't do it.
Like I posted about that. Why haven't we seen it? People are like, because Stallone's too old. Yeah, I didn't think he was going to play himself at 17. Mm. You fucking idiot.
I don't think there's anybody cool enough.
You don't want
Irishman it? Oh, man. That was fucking disgusting.
There's nobody cool enough to do it.
Miles Teller is. A young John Rambo?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so.
He's enjoying the Phillies, though. He was in the game last night.
Charlie's in the trees.
Too busy. Thanks for joining us, kids. Again, go to mybookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I am taking in the Bears game tonight down to 2.5.
Are you actually going to watch this game?
Yes. There's nothing else on tonight. So,
you can stare at the wall and feel less pain.
I've got money on it. I'll put money on it. So, yeah, and then you can take the over up to 47.
I think it's worth watching for Bailey Zapp.
Well, Billy Zappi, maybe.
It's worth watching for both quarterbacks.
But yeah, Fields is fun. Yeah. We just don't know what's going to happen. But I got the Patriots at -1.5 teaser. And then the over was talked into at 47. Let's go. Trying to have a nice ending to the weekend. Thanks for joining us for D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, and Papa Giorgio. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.